UW-Milwaukee Geography Department Chair Mark Schwartz also heads an advisory committee to a national phenology network. The network looks at the impact of climate change on plants and animals. Schwartz has been studying weather records and other data from this year and has confirmed that 2012 had the earliest start to any spring season.
One way that I measure it, which is sort of around the time when your lawns green up and shrubs leaf out, it was earliest in that regard, sort of later spring when the lilacs bloom, the trees start to break their buds, and it was also the earliest in regard to the timing of when the last freeze occurred.
Schwartz says the early growing season led to a problem when a frost zapped plants and damaged the Midwest fruit crop. He says the dry summer and fall completed a 1-2-3 punch to some plants. More than a foot of snow over much of Wisconsin last week may put a temporary chill on thoughts of an early spring in 2013, and Schwartz says there's plenty of variation from year to year. But he says he's worried about a trend toward earlier springs.
The chances of early damage, particularly to sensitive crops like fruit trees and that, I think is going to become a much bigger risk.
Schwartz says the federal government is projecting above normal temperatures for March, April, and May in this part of the country. But he notes a forecast that many months ahead is subject to revision. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.